Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's great to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. I hope you will be encouraged, uplifted, and inspired in your training. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Episode 6 of the 20 Minute Runner. I am actually riding the stationary bicycle today. I have decided to take the plunge and get into the cross training and see where that might take us. I have debated it for a long time. I enjoy riding. I would love to get out on the road and do some riding on the road, and I have friends that do that, but I've not been able to find the time nor, at this point, the place to do that. I don't have a bicycle other than an indoor bike. But the bike that I'm riding today is one that we purchased, probably a year and a half ago. It's a Schwinn. I guess it's called a recumbent bike. You sit down, but you're not really laying down. It's just comfortable. And it has the full thing where you can set the program for how you want to go by time. Then there's different categories like ride through the park, which is like rolling hills, and it of course tightens the tension and releases it as if you're going up and down hills, and you can set everything I think from 1 to maybe 10 as far as difficulty, so you can really adjust it however you want. And then there are the basic programs like that are pretty much set, and you just choose the time and then put it in memory, and so you can store programs and go in and say, hey, I want to do program number 2, which I've already set for me personally, and this is what it looks like, this is what it does. So you can do that with it, but I don't know if I'll get into that or not. What I'm doing today is I've simply started riding, and on a scale of 1 to 15 for difficulty as far as the tension as you pedal, I'm only up to 3 right now, and I've been riding for almost 3 minutes, so I'm not in today for I am in it for time. I want to ride for perhaps 45 minutes, but I am not in it for anything else. In other words, I'm not trying to see how hard I can ride. I'm not trying to do any of the up and down programs. I'm strictly riding it just to see how it feels. Let me give you my ultimate goals, and again, I would love to hear from you about your cross training experience, what you do, how you enjoy it, what it means to your program. And you may not cross train, that's okay. If you don't, that's fine. I don't plan to spend a tremendous amount of time on the podcasts talking about any cross training that I'm doing. Let me correct that. I don't intend to be cross-training during those times, although I guess that's fine. But I will certainly give you an update as I cross-train each time. Just let you know, hey, I rode the bike one day this week, twice this week, whatever. But most of the actual exercise of the podcast that you'll be hearing will be me out on the road running. But we may hop on the bike like this occasionally and see what goes on. As you can tell, I'm not pedaling terribly hard. At this point, I figure I'll ride about 10 to 15 minutes easy pace, then either pick up my speed or increase the difficulty and ride for a few minutes, but I'm not going to press it. What I'm planning to do is to start out with 45 minutes once a week, like this week, and ride relatively easy, just get my legs used to it, and then after, I don't know, I'll probably ride 3 to 4 weeks, just one day a week. Then I may add the other 45-minute ride. And based on a book by Rodale Press, which I mentioned in either the second, maybe third episode, the first program, It recommends training 3 days a week, running, and then cross-training twice a week. Well, it says probably the best for the cross-training would be 45 minutes. You can order that from Rodale Press if you're interested in it. It's a good book, a lot of facts and figures as well. But I want to just mention a couple of things about what I know personally about cross-training from experience and from a lot of reading I've done in the years, through the years, and you may know this, but some things about it that we need to be aware of. You can do anything. I mean, you can do swimming, which is a great overall exercise. You can do elliptical trainer. You can do rowing. I guess you could do walking. I would be curious for somebody to give me a little information about how good a cross-training exercise is walking. Is walking actually, is it worth doing as far as really benefiting running? Let me just say that I know any of these programs, if they're done, or any of these exercises, cross-training exercises, if they're done lightly, so to speak, without a lot of intensity, they're great recovery workouts. That's really not what I'm talking about, and it's really not what I'm interested in, because running 3 days a week, I would love to add a couple of days of higher intensity cross-training. But you can do any of those easily or at an easy pace, and that would be a great recovery workout, especially if you run more days a week than I do. But what I'm interested in is adding a couple of things. And right now, I'd love to get out and walk for an hour. But I don't know. When I'm out on my feet like that, I just tend to want to run. I enjoy the running so much that the walking gets a little bit boring. Not that I wouldn't stop and walk, and I'm not knocking walking. It's a great exercise. And if you can't run, that's wonderful. I mean, walking is a good exercise. But if I'm able to run, I'd rather run for that particular cross training. But, you know, if you want to cross train once or twice a week, it's good for recovery if you do it light. But you need to do a harder workout if you are going to get benefit from it for your running program. And again, I'm speaking from what I've read, not from what I've really experienced at this point, but I will let you know in the weeks ahead if this does seem to benefit my running, and I think the race times will also bear that out. It gives you a break from the pounding of the running. It kind of follows through as well on what I've talked about, the 3 days a week. The 3 day a week running gives me a break. I've got a day off before and after every run, and so I'm good to go for the running whenever I pick it back up. Well, the riding a bike, which is what I'm going to be trying, what I will be doing, gives you a break from pounding. You can get in a workout, you can go as intense as you want to be, as intensely as you want to go, and yet not break yourself down, not beat your legs, not beat your knees, that type of thing. Gives you a break from pounding. And also, you can use it as speed work. Now, my goal would be to eventually ride a couple days a week and make that a pretty good workout. I won't ever go over 45 minutes, I don't believe. That's what the FIRST program recommends. The Furman University program that's highlighted in that book, the FIRST program, I think is the name of it, by Rodale Press. I think that it says 45 minutes twice a week. That's probably all I want to do for the riding, but those will be pretty good rides, fairly intense, not real difficult, but I do want to rev those up eventually. You know me long enough now, we're into 6 episodes, I've talked about that I give myself plenty of time to get in to any new regimen of training. If I'm going to add distance or time, whatever, things like that, I'm going to give myself plenty of time. I'm going to plan to ride 1 day a week, hopefully, and do that for 3 or 4 weeks, and then add another one, do that for 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, it will be probably over toward the fall before I'll start ratcheting up the intensity of these rides. I just want to let my legs get used to the bicycling, because as you may know, the bicycle actually works the front of your legs, your quads, things like that, whereas the running typically works the back of your legs. And so I think another good point about the, at least cycling as an option, even stationary cycling, is that it gives you the opportunity to work muscles that ordinarily you're not going to be working as you run, as I just said. Although I do supplemental exercises, I use an exercise ball for a couple of things I do. We'll talk more about strength training in another episode. Although that I use it to strengthen the front of my legs, the cycling may help me. One of the things I'm curious to see, and I want to be very careful not to overdo it, I don't want to hinder my running by riding. And I know I've heard people mention that riding the bike can actually tighten your quads, make it a little uncomfortable. I don't want that. I'm not into wanting to be a triathlete. I want to supplement my running. And we'll just see how this goes. But I know that it can give my legs a break, and I know that I can go more have more intensity potentially. So I think we're looking at maybe probably three months before I would be really trying to ratchet up the intensity of this, assuming that I continue to go or eventually go a couple of days a week. I would be very curious to know what you do when you ride, or if you swim, or if you do a rowing machine, or if you do an elliptical trainer. Anything you do to supplement your running, even if it's recovery, send me an email, let me know what works for you and why that works. And I'd also like to know any mistakes you've made or recommendations you would have for someone like myself who's just starting to want to do some cross training. I'm thinking as I work up toward the half marathon in October, the bicycle may, I'm hoping, will give me a lot better strength and will help that race as well. So let me know what you think, and I certainly appreciate it. So what I'm going to do, I have been riding about 12 minutes, and that beep that you hear is every time it passes through it might be a 2-minute segment, it will beep to let me know that my time is elapsing. What I'm going to do is ride a couple or three more minutes, easy pace, and then pick it up gently and ride for half an hour, and then ease back down. Actually, I can only ride for about 25 minutes and ease back down because I'm already up to almost 15 minutes, or I soon will be. I have covered, according to the thing here, 2.2 miles. I am riding at 52 RPM, and for those of you who do spinning, that's probably not very fast. My speed is 11.5 miles an hour, 11.6 here. So we will see, but I will give you an update. Again, I might not be on the bike when I do it every time, but I will give you an update on how for me, how the stationary cycling is going. And I know that with this bike, I can get pretty intense with it. And I think it'll do everything but cook my breakfast. So we will see. Email me on what you do, what works, what doesn't work, and what someone who's new to cross training needs to know. Because I really want to hear from you. And this is a two-way street, so let me hear from you. The email again is 20minuterunner@gmail.com. And we will keep it going, and we will see how things go. I do want to say very quickly that I appreciate the response that I've had to the podcast so far. The feeds are growing, and I'm thankful for that. There are people listening. Evidently, I have touched something that is of interest to you, and that is very, very fulfilling. And what I hope to accomplish is simply to encourage you in your program, whatever that is. I want to encourage you and motivate you. I'm not so much into the race times and all that, although certainly I love to race, and I've said that. But if I can encourage you and help you along the way and help you with your running, motivate you, help you to become the best that you can be, just as you carry me along with you on your runs or whatever, that's my goal. That's what I want to do. And I appreciate the emails. I appreciate the response I've gotten. And if you have any questions of me or anything that I can answer, I'll share advice that I have with you, obviously. This is a podcast I'm doing, so I'm able to do that. But I do want to hear from you. That is so very, very critical that I hear from you. Send me a short email. Let me know some of the topics we have addressed and your thoughts, and I would appreciate it. All right, I've got about 30 more seconds, and we will be riding 15 minutes, and I'll give you an update on how this goes again as time goes by, and we're going to crank it up here, and we will talk to you later. Thanks. am about 1 hour and 15 minutes into the weekly long run. Starting the cycle again, so I'm supposed to go 90 minutes today. It is very humid. The sweat is literally dripping off the rim of my hat, but I have a wicking hat that I received from the marathon as a volunteer, and I love it. It's a little warm when I first put it on, but once I begin to sweat and it absorbs that moisture, it really helps keep you much cooler. And if you're not wearing a hat in hot weather, get one that wicks moisture. This one has two vents. It's white, very bright, reflects the sun well. It really does a good job of helping to keep my head cool. Although, as I said, the sweat literally drips off of it, but that's okay. It's absorbing it, releasing it, pulling it away from my head. And that's a good thing. It is Friday, June the, is it the 12th? I think that's right. We're an hour and 16 minutes into the run. Left the house about 5 after 6. Temperature was 67. High humidity. Thankfully, the cloud cover is quite heavy. So, we've got just, I don't know, 14 minutes or so before we're going to wrap this one up. Well, I broke down, did something this week that never thought I would do. But as I get into half marathon training and potentially marathon training in the months ahead, I felt like it was probably a good thing, probably good for me to step out of the box for me. I remember growing up, when I would go run, we did have chronographs back then, and I remember heading out the door, hitting that button, and having a certain distance that I had pre-measured, and then could basically check the splits as I went. Well, I broke down, got a better device than that. I went online and want to tell you, if you need to order anything, obviously check around on the internet. But anyway, I went online and I purchased a Timex. It's a speed plus distance watch. And at the moment, I don't know what the model numbers are off the top of my head. But it's an Ironman watch, and it will give you speed, distance, pace, make you chocolate milk. I wish it would. I could use some of that now. But anyway, it will do all that. And it has a, I forget what you call it. It's like a little pod and a strap that you can wear it on your arm, or either take the strap off. You can wear it on the waistband of your shorts, or if you're like me, if you wear any type of fanny pack, which I wear a small one, carry my phone and supplements, things like that in, you can just hook it to that. Last night I went out. We had pretty bad storms in the area again. When rain finally died down, I went out. It synced up in less than 5 minutes. And after you do it the first time, it's not supposed to take that long again. Well, I went out one more time last night, and it did it. Boom, less than a minute. It was through searching, we were good to go. But this morning,
It took longer than it did the initial time last night. I don't know why, but it works. One of the areas I run around is Finch Field. It's a college league summer baseball program where they play the High Toms, Thomasville High Point. And beautiful field, has an old ball field style. Not that large of a facility, but they have an asphalt track around it. And if I run longer than 35 minutes, inevitably I will always circle that. Well, I did today and had the trees along that path for a portion of it. Also go under some trees on one of the roads leading up to it. In the directions it said that this watch, even if it stops receiving the signal, it can go for evidently several minutes before it will shut down. In other words, it'll pick it back up. Well, today, not being used to it that much yet, I kept checking and never lost a signal. And we're still good right now. One of the problems for me with this watch is the one I've been wearing, the chronograph, had very large numbers. I gave $9 for it at Walmart. Works super for what I needed. You'll find that if I can get a good quality item for less, I don't see any point in wearing name brands on everything. For instance, my shirts, not my shorts, I can't find any of those at Walmart or Target, but Target and Walmart, their shirts, long sleeve and short sleeve, the wicking shirts that pull moisture away from your body, they work just as good as Nike, Puma, any of those. And I'm not knocking any of those companies, well-known athletic companies, I'm just saying. For instance, I was in Walmart, 2 weeks ago. Orange is my favorite color. And they had this orange shirt, long sleeve, wicking shirt, sort of white over the arms, stylish looking. Since it was long sleeve, they had it marked down, $3. And the regular price, I think, was $11. I haven't worn it, but I've got some short sleeves just like it. Works great. Shop around. You don't have to spend major money on certain products. Now, when it comes to shoes, that's a different category. I've never mentioned the shoes I wear, but my gait is fairly neutral. My arch tends to be a little bit high, but I don't have any long-term problems that I'm aware of. So a decent stability, a little bit of stability, I seem to do well with that. Knock on wood, I have not had a major injury in almost a year, even though I'm up to close to 30 miles a week running. And I think a lot of it, the rest, I've mentioned other things, but part of it is that biomechanically I'm not in too bad shape. So, but anyway, I wear New Balance 768s, and I have a pair of Nike Air Pegasus. And then there's another company that I've bought two pair of shoes from that I highly recommend. And that company's called Loco, and I wear the Perfectos. I've got two pair of those. And basically, I rotate my shoes. So that means that if I run 3 days a week, one pair of shoes, is not getting any running that week, so it's resting. And your shoes last longer. The Perfectos are made by people who started a company, used to work for the big companies, Nike and others. Great shoes. I would recommend them. Go online, loco.com. Got a bit of a heel. Here, we're gonna push it a bit. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
How's Ronald?
Still dragging it.
I speak to him when he's outside and I go by there. That my neighbor, three houses up, older retired couple, Ronald, her husband, her name's Mary. This is Darcy barking. Hey, Darcy! Anyway, Ronald has multiple myeloma, a form of leukemia, which incidentally, my stepdad named Ronald has the same disease. They were diagnosed about the same time. But Ronald and Mary are great neighbors. And pray for Ronald regularly. And so far he's doing well, he and my stepdad both. Although my stepdad does have setbacks from time to time, but hey, so far so good. Every day you live is a great day, right? So anyway, mainly just wanted to talk to you a bit about the watch. And maybe you were interested in the shoes I wear. And the fact that if I can buy something at Walmart that works in this economy, with the family, I've got other things I'd rather spend money on. But I did indulge in a watch. I thought about getting a Garmin. Okay, this is the first of the two heels. I've been into it about 10 seconds. So we're going to push a little bit till we get to the top. And then we'll run down a longer heel. And we'll run up it. And you can go with me as I do this. Maybe you can help me. But anyway, I looked around for the Garmin. Well, I know it's a great watch. A couple reasons why I don't have one right now. Number one, it's a little bit more information than I need at this point. The watch I've got, if I can get it to do it, will tell me my average pace, all that, as I said. But I'd love to hook it into a computer, be able to draw out that data. But right now, that's really more than I feel like I need to deal with. I see the benefit of that. Nothing wrong with it. It's just not where I am. And the other reason, quite honestly, is the price. The watch I'm wearing listed for around $200. I got it for $122, and that included postal shipping priority. I ordered it about the third day I had it, and so far it works great. So again, I guess what I'm getting at is there's the debate about time versus distance, and I said that we're beginning the hill. I said that I would always go by time and not distance. Didn't care how far, and that's true. But I think if I want to fine-tune my training for races, things like that, I sort of need to know how far I'm going and how fast. Although, at this point, I will not be checking splits and all that. But I will try to occasionally give you total distance and average pace. So, all right, I've got 2 minutes left on this run. Let me say thanks for the emails. I had an email from Jonathan, and Jonathan saw a picture on the post for episode 4, Sammy and me. The only thing his email said was, "What happened to all that hair?" Jonathan, I don't know. I turned actually 30, woke up, a lot of my hair was AWOL. So I don't know, but we're not worrying about it. But appreciate the encouragement and the listening. Morning, you being with me as I run. It means a lot. And I mean that. I was thinking this week about some things that we plan for episodes in the future. And perhaps I'll tell you about those next time. But if you have any things you'd like to know or about me or ideas for episodes coming up, please send me an email. Go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Hit the email me button. Type in whatever. Shoot it my way. I will respond to your email, I promise. So, we'll let you know what we're talking about in the days ahead. But if you have any questions about my running or our running, okay, we're going to go 15 more seconds. Just let me know that, and I'll be glad to try to answer any of those questions. Oh, okay. We ran 1 hour, 30 minutes, 31 seconds, and we traveled 9.889 or 9.9 miles. So, let's see if I can get this to Curiosity just to tell me what the... Okay. It's an average speed. 6.5 miles an hour. Okay. My maximum speed, 11.5. Whoa. I was flying somewhere, but I don't remember where. Flying for me. Average pace, 9.09 a mile. Oh, for almost 10 miles. So, you know, I really think I've been selling myself short a little bit because I have just said 70 minutes is 7 miles, 90 minutes is 9 miles, 120 minutes is 12 miles, and a couple times that I've measured, just gotten in the car and measured, it's always been a little bit further. So I think I like to watch. One of the things I have to be careful of, because I tend to be fairly competitive, even though I'm not that gifted, is that I will find myself, if I'm not careful, I'm the type of person that will begin to watch the distance compared to the pace while I'm running, and I don't want to get into that habit. I can actually set this to where I can't even see the distance until I get done. That's probably what I ought to do. And then when I get finished, we can do that. One other thing real quick, if you have not visited the website, I want to just remind you of some things there very quickly. The 20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There are, of course, there's information, a little bit of information about me. You can go to my profile, that type of thing. There is, there are some links for websites, upcoming races, race results from some I've ran in recent past. There's a survey I put up every month, like this month, that's do you stretch before and after running or both. Also, I have pictures there, a slideshow from races and the 10K coming up in 2 weeks. If my wife goes with me, especially if I can get some photos, we'll put some of those there. I wrote a book about my dad several years ago. His passing, and if you're interested in that, a portion of the sale of that goes to hospice. There's a link on the page for that as well. And then, of course, you can subscribe via iTunes, whatever. But the Blogspot is a great place to go because the posts. I usually try to put some kind of photograph or two if I can find something relative to what I've discussed. Plus, you can read some updates about what we talked about in that episode. So, I am going to wind this up and we're just walking casually to the house. I stopped, 2/10 of a mile away. Cooling down a bit. I'm getting ready to go get Odie. He's looking forward to walking. And Cindy and I are celebrating 22 years of marriage this weekend, so I think we're going to go out today. Bailey! Bailey's my neighbor's dog, and she's a good dog. She just likes to bark. Hey, Bailey! So we're going to go out today and enjoy that. Got somewhere good to eat, I hope, and we will check with you next week. I hope your running's going great. Thank you for joining me. And again, Just send me an email with questions, comments, observations. I appreciate your feedback. And we will talk to you later. Have a great week, everybody. Again, thank you so much. And have a great day. I think you probably hear my dog. Okay, Odie, hold on. That does it for this episode of the 20 Minute Runner. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about items mentioned in this podcast in the show notes at the blog. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment on this week's post or drop me an email. I appreciate you listening and want to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts about the program. All of the music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. The opening and closing tracks are from Jamendo.com. Detailed information about artists and song titles for all of the music used in this podcast can be found in the show notes. Simply follow the links for this episode. It's been great sharing with you this week, and I look forward to running with you next time. I trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.